radio show called Scarlet Talks, and I'm joined once again by my two girlfriends. I have Anna right in front of me. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And Kay to my right.
Hola.
Hola, chica. How are you?
I don't know. I thought of like I could do like a bunch of languages, but I don't know anything besides Spanish, so.
That's fine. Rock it.
Hola.
Hola. Y señor Avery. Hola.
Sí.
Hi, how are you? That's all he knows. How
Nosotros
are you?
Nosotros somos amigos.
That's all you know.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, yes, we are friends. Scarlet Stone knows her Spanish. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I know, the art of faking an orgasm, which is what we're going to talk about today. But before we start, I wanted to just share with my guests here and listeners that 30% of women have trouble reaching an orgasm. And I feel like that's very strange for men because they see in porn that literally every single woman has an orgasm 100% of the time. Most of them are fake. Some of them are real.
I'd say that's probably like 50-50. If not, I think most girls I know fake it.
Right. But what I'm saying is that the actual male viewer see it.
Right.
And they, I mean, whether or not they think it's real or, you know, completely faked, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, women, 30% of them, they can't reach the orgasm. And on top of that, 10 to 15% of American women have never experienced an orgasm, which is sort
that's
of sad, very
world.
Sad. And I, yeah, extremely sad, especially because we have experienced it. We know how incredible it is. And then on top of that, 33% of women under 25 said they can't find their own G-spot. When really it's just like put your fingers in there and like just feel around. Right.
Do you have to bring a flashlight at all?
Yeah, like a little flashlight down there. Mirror.
Doesn't the iPhone have an app for that?
They should.
Find your G-spot.
Like, here's your G-spot, here's your clit. I feel like the guys need that more than the girls.
Diagram.
Yeah, diagram.
It should be like you rub the thing.
Oh, yeah, it's like a game.
Seriously. Yeah,
you know what?
So I think we just gave it. Okay, no, everyone listening.
No one stole that.
You didn't
no
hear
one,
that.
No one tell.
You didn't hear that.
Copyrighted.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I feel like they know when a woman is having an orgasm or they think that they've given her one when really, like, little do they know we're faking it. And the last statistic, which backs us up, is 85% of men thought their partner had an orgasm during their most recent episode of sex, while only 64% of women reported having an orgasm.
Wow.
So that gap is why...
something percent.
Yeah, it's like, that's why we are here today. I want to talk about...
15, 20,
whatever it is, it's some sort of gap.
Yeah.
And we have been there faking it. Do you remember either the first or the last orgasm you faked?
I want to ask questions here, because you guys...
Okay, well,
let me
first,
ask,
let me, like, you know...
Okay, because I got questions, because you're the women.
Ask some, yeah.
Okay.
Let's start with Kay.
Okay, well, I think
remember?
It happens when you're in a relationship. A lot of the times I just don't want to deal with it. And I think in my relationship, it would be like the guy is always horny. And so I'd be like, end of the day, long day, I don't really want to have sex anymore. So like, I know you do. So like, I'll just put up with it and do it. And then I'd just be like, and then just keep going and then just get over it. Well, I mean, you know, it'll be a little bit better than that, but, or I just like, will be so pissed and annoyed that I won't even try to fake it. And
right.
like, I'll
and
just let
just
him
sort of
come and
there.
Then I'll be like, yeah, whatever. I'll do the starfish thing.
Now, Anna, what about you?
I mean, I've definitely faked it before, but I think it was easier to do when you didn't know the guy.
That same thing. So, Kay, when you were saying that, I was thinking like it's the total.
Oh
opposite.
No, I can still fake it.
But you're more inclined, Anna, right? To fake it when you don't know the guy, because if you know the guy,
he'll know.
He should not only should he know,
should fix
he
it,
but
know.
He should fix
going.
It. He should fix it till you come.
Yeah.
Because there is that. I'm not going to say it's his like responsibility,
but it is.
Like
the man responsibility.
Yeah, and really? And it's like you are together. You've made this relationship, right. Therefore make me come. Now, do you remember the last orgasm that you faked, or even the first one?
The first one was when I lost my virginity. So
I think
stuck it right
probably.
In, and I was
and you're like,
what
oh,
the fuck?
I'm coming.
Yeah, like I was like, first of all, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was like 16, and he was like supposed to be experienced 21 year old, And yeah, so I just went along. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. This hurts. Like, I don't know. And so that was my most memorable faking, because I was just like, yeah, yeah. And like, you know, just
I'm sure he knew it was fake. If he's 20, I mean, I'm not going to say just because he's 21, he knew that it was being faked. But I mean, if you're saying like, with Caitlin,
and it was I would be actually more realistic, but I'm just trying to give you an idea.
You know, we're not going to go the full spectrum here.
Yeah.
I got questions. Can I ask questions of the ladies?
Ahead.
You know, you're talking about how, like, it's like, do you feel you have to fake it because you don't want to hurt the guy's feelings? Or do you feel like you were saying, like, you just want to get it over with and I want to roll over and go to sleep?
I mean, it depends for each situation, but I think, I mean, the whole point of sex is to have an orgasm. I mean, sex is good, but, like, you want to obviously reach that. That's the whole, I mean, to me, I guess that's the whole point. Sex is fun, but...
I don't think that's the point of sex.
I think it's great and I think it's really fun, but I mean, that's what you do to have... I don't know. I think
sex is...
Because that's what you're trying to achieve. You're trying to make it so good that will happen.
Why?
Because that feels good.
Why?
Sex feels good, but an orgasm feels even better.
Right, but I mean,
you can masturbate all the time.
That's just really interesting, because I feel like if that's the point of sex, if it's reaching an orgasm, I'm not going to say I don't want to have sex, but I feel like that's so limiting. If only, you know, 10 to 15% of women reach orgasm, like what do they have to say?
Most girls I know, and I know a handful, that, you know, most of them get orgasms really mainly from masturbation and vibrators more than they do from getting fucked.
To live up to.
Yeah. I mean, and they can't. And in this day and age, I think it's impossible. I mean, I know girls who just don't come by being fucked. There's nothing you can fuck them for hours.
There are some
that just don't, who are porn stars. Right. So I feel like that's a whole other thing. You know, it's like,
and a lot of girls, most girls like to get their orgasms. They're like, I'll get fucked. And they'll okay, I'm done fucking now. Let me go get my vibrator and I'll get my orgasm afterwards.
I think that it's actually a lot on the girl side. If I want to have an orgasm, I'll have to actually put a lot more effort into it and make it. It's like, I have to do it for myself. Yeah, right. And then I haven't really had a time where, like, a guy was just so good that, like, I didn't have to really do much. I mean, unless he's going down on me, that's one thing. But, like, really, like, in terms of sex,
but that's not actual intercourse.
Yeah, but in terms of sex, like, I have to, like, make work happen on my end if I want that to happen, usually.
But if you don't have it, I mean, I think, I know personally, the act of sex, like, the, you know, thrusting, the being with the person, the seeing their reactions, I think that's so enjoyable. I mean...
Well, yeah.
I think that's like a whole thing separately from the orgasm.
Well, of course.
Right. You know? No. Definitely. The whole, the foreplay, the whole event, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying
beginning,
it's not
middle,
fun.
And end.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm
so,
not saying
so
it's not
then,
fun.
Like you're saying, because my thing is like, because I do talk to girls about this stuff way too much, but it's like a lot of girls I know, like I said, they get mostly, I think, and then after a while, the more sex they have, and especially the professional girls I know, it becomes work. And then all of a sudden, so when they do want that orgasm, they're like, all I need is my Hitachi and I'm good to go. And I've made tons of girls come, and it's because of the Hitachi, you know?
You don't have to get cocky on us.
Pun
intended.
Yeah, watch the videos.
But I mean, like, there've definitely been times where even when I'm in a relationship, this will happen probably more when it's with someone that I'm comfortable with, is I would have sex with them, I don't come, and right after he's come and lays down, I'll get my vibrator and just have an orgasm.
In front of him?
Yeah. I mean, not only does he think it's
like
hot,
that's
but...
I think that's great. I think that's awesome.
I couldn't do it for you.
I think that's awesome.
You have to get something else.
But we should be with men who are comfortable enough in themselves that are totally okay with that.
I mean, if they're okay with that, that's great, but...
Yeah.
I think whatever...
I think
it's awesome.
I feel like it's fine. Like, they get turned on... I mean, at least the ones that I've been with, they like knowing that I can... figure that I know where my G-spot is. I know how to.
Well,
orgasm.
My thing is if you're with
well,
a girl,
yes, they do,
if you're with a girl who doesn't really orgasm from being penetrated and being fucked, a guy can go crazy and have a heart attack trying. Like, and at some point in your head, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna stop trying because I'm just gonna fucking get off. And then what do you need afterwards to get you off? And you might say, I need to roll and get my vibrator. And if you want, you know,
or
play
like,
with my tits and keep kissing me or
go down on me.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
And that's also not to say that they have never made a girl come. It could just be in that one instance, like, you know, it's like you were saying, Kay, mentally you're just not there. And I feel like faking an orgasm versus getting your vibrator and getting yourself off, I feel like.
Because
that's why we're
like
here.
Like I said, a lot of girls just don't come from penetration. They just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been with girls, you can be there for days and nothing's going to happen no matter what you do.
I just realized, I mean, once I got in a committed relationship and you get to explore more sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned, I was faking all these orgasms because, you know, when you're hooking up with guys, like once they come, they're like, okay, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
You know, and
right.
for me,
you don't have the opportunity.
For me, I know, like, it takes me longer. Like, I need, like, honestly, after they come is when I come usually, like yeah. after. So now I realize with, you know, my partner that he realizes that. So then we, you know, I have Work to do together. More, but it's like for other guys, when you're not comfortable with like instructing
you can't
them,
be like, can you just, but so have you found yourself kind of like, asking him to not come yet so you can go longer? Or is it, I mean, what do you see yourself doing?
I mean,
doing?
I don't see it as that. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to keep going and you're going to be inside of me still. So
like,
let's
I don't,
keep going.
Like, I don't even care if you're flaccid. Like, I'm going
to
come.
Yeah. And he's realized that now and he wants to pleasure me too. Yeah. So I think in a relationship, it's easier because they're like, I want to please you because you pleased me. And it has to be some mutual
exactly.
understanding.
And, that's
and
how
always
it
comes down
be.
To communication. Right. It comes down to understanding. And it comes down to understanding the fact that, like I said, I know for a fact that not all women can come from penetrating them. So my theory is always, being the codependent that I am, I'm always like, what do I have to do to make you happy? And they might just say, leave the fucking room. You're like, okay, if that makes you
right.
happy, you know?
But see, what's so sad is that most men are not like that. And they also have seen porn and see mm-hmm. 100% of women
exactly.
are having an orgasm. Not just like, not, you know, they're being fucked and 5 minutes later they're having an orgasm. But I've seen porn, especially on Cinemax, where they're being, they are penetrated and they are coming.
Well,
and like, I feel like that's, it just puts such a
yeah,
bad
but
representation
look at,
out
but
there.
Exactly. It's like, and look at all the porn stars we know, and you take example as a Bobby Starr. She'll do a scene that takes 45 minutes long,
right.
you know, who fucks for 45 minutes and who fucks for,
I mean, me. And 45 minutes, 2 hours.
Okay. But like, and you know, like, and then like these orgasms, like, and sometimes the girls have to fake after 45 minutes and most girls are exhausted and they're like, you know
yeah.
what? That's the last thing on their mind. The last thing, all they're thinking about is like, get this over with so I can take a shower and go home. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's not easy. And in porn, they do fake it most of the time, majority of the time.
I mean,
but there are girls, you know, and the girls will tell you this, we can have one of them here, whatever it'd be like.
Right. Say,
it depends on who they're working with. Some guys
yeah.
are better than others, and some guys know how to. You take, you know, a lot of girls talk about. Samantha just had Rocco Siffredi. She just said that was the best sex she probably
right.
ever had.
But
it,
but
because it was Rocco.
Even if it's not the best, I mean, they definitely have to fake it.
Right.
And I'm curious to know, like, what is the actual art of faking an orgasm? Is it just the breathing? Is it how long you breathe for? Is it the buildup?
Is it
also
acting?
Spasming your Kegel muscles? Because I'm going to tell you, like, if guys don't know this, I'm telling you right now, if it's not contracting down there, like,
nothing is going on.
So if you're a woman, contract, if you're faking, and if you're a guy, like, know better. But I also want to know, for you girls, when you're faking it,
well,
do you
it
like
more
think
intense.
Like you're like, okay, now I have to breathe. Now I'm gonna do
it's
like
just natural. It's just
yeah,
I don't even have to think about it. If I'm like, I don't know, if I want to just pretend like I am having an orgasm, then I'll just.
And do you then say to the guy, "Wow, that you're amazing." You're
no,
like the best.
I don't know. I don't say that.
It's like, I just faked it. I'm not gonna lie on top of that.
No, I mean, I just feel like more intense. Like I try to just be like more passionate and like
right.
really intense and like more pulling and scratching and making out really hard and just everything like more intense basically. And then I'm just like, and then I'm done.
What is it with the
Well, I'm not gonna like do a whole fucking thing. And I really don't think I can even do a realistic one right now.
I'm also
kind
of wondering though, like I want to know, obviously you don't have to.
Oh yeah. I'm like moaning and everything.
I want to see your best when Harry met Sally.
Oh no, I can't do that right now. You would need to penetrate me for that.
Unfortunately, I don't have a penis.
Don't look at me. You're like looking at me.
I don't know why I looked at you. No, I mean, I am really curious because I remember the first time I ever faked an orgasm was on Halloween.
But did you fake it on purpose, knowing that like, okay, I'm done with it? Or did you like,
I faked it because I knew I wasn't going to come.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think I was, God, how old was I? Maybe 16, 17, 18, sometime around there. And I remember I was dressed up as Batman. And, and like, I was, and this guy was going down on
that.
Me. Yeah. And
did
this
you,
guy.
Did you say, like, oh, baby, oh?
My voice
I'm
doesn't
Batman.
Sound like
that. I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Orgasm, orgasm.
No, I really should have, because honestly, even if I did that, he still wouldn't have known that I faked it. He was, I don't know what was going on. Also, it was just kind of like I reached a point where I knew I wasn't going to come. And I feel like once you've reached that point,
sometimes I get too tired.
Well, also, you just can't get you reach a point where mentally you can't get back on track. And I feel like guys really take that personally. You know, like there was a guy that I was really attracted to and he would go down on me and he was so hot. He was really good. But I think it was because we just didn't have that strong of like a connection that I just couldn't get past it and I couldn't come. And it wasn't him. It was just we just didn't have the good chemistry.
I just think why make an issue of it? I think instead it's just like we don't need to have this be anything awkward. Like, let's just have it be like it was a good fun time and like you don't have to worry. Like,
yeah,
it was good for you and you can think it was good for me and that's great. And let's move on.
See, but I have reached a point where I think I'm just done faking it.
Yeah. You reach a point where you don't want to lie to yourself or to someone else. You're like, it's either good or it's not good. Yeah. And you got to deal with it.
And like, maybe he's just so bad that he needs to know you really suck. I'm going to show you how it's done. You need to know I was faking it, you know, like
constructive.
Well, criticism. I think we go back to that conversation full circle in a sense, but because of porn and because of all these guys, like I always say, that guys are learning sex the wrong way. Mm-hmm. They think, you know, railing some girl as hard as they can, slapping her, spitting on her, beating the shit out of her is going to get her off. It doesn't work for most women. Now, there's a handful of girls who we know love to get beaten to a pulp while they're fucking.
Absolutely.
But that's a small percentage. But that's how guys learn. I always say they learn by watching porn, and it's the worst place to learn. I mean,
the girls are watching the Nicholas Sparks movies, so it's like a whole other thing.
If only Nicholas Sparks made porn.
No, that's like the girls are watching the romantic Lay Me Down with Candles, and then the guys are watching like The Real Me. And
yeah, but I mean, that being said, I know that I come when I'm being fucked so hard. I don't need to be slapped. I don't need to be railed, but I want to feel that intensity.
Yeah.
And guys, I think they just think like, oh, I'm going in and out. Like I'm fucking you right now. Or like, oh, my hard penis is going inside of you. You're going to come. And it takes so much more work.
That's why you got to kind of instruct them. You have to be like, no, let's go this way. Like you got to be comfortable.
You got to be like those guys at the airport with the signs.
This way.
Yes. Like, light like a little match. Show where a flashlight.
It's like, never mind. I was going to say something about something that just happened recently, and I won't know.
I think guys have the animal urge, and they just go, like, really hard, really fast. And I always say, slow it down. That's, like, my one thing that I always say. I say, slow it down. It's a lot more enjoyable when you can slow it down, and you're not just going fast, hard, in and out. Like, that's not hot. Like, you need to slow it down. You can feel better. And even, like,
and
holding
you
those long moments so that it's, like, more
faster.
Anticipated.
Yeah. Yeah. You,
I feel
you,
like that's the one thing I end up saying to guys is like, slow down.
And then maybe we won't fake it.
Uh-huh.
Just maybe.
Maybe they should just like, I don't know, go learn first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
the parents don't tell them that.
Yeah. Well, parents don't. I would hope parents would not tell them how to give a girl an orgasm.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They don't do that in the sex talk.
Right, and hopefully, I mean, I know guys watch porn. I don't want them to learn from it. I hope that all of you are listening in, spot a fake orgasm, Kegel muscles, ask how it should be done. And ladies, I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Richard.
Yeah, whatever.
Adios.
Whatever. All of you can follow me on Twitter, and you can read some tips about how to give a girl an orgasm properly. My Twitter username is scarlet_stone, and you can find me on the Julieland blog. See ya.